Blog Talk Radio.
Well, beautiful Wednesday morning to you. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous Wednesday morning here in Connecticut. I am so excited to be on the air with you this morning. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne. And you are listening to the A New Day Show. Today is a very, very special day because I'm coming to you to show you gratitude for all the things you have done. I want to share from the book Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And this entry comes from Connie Asadi. And the title is Wake Up Caller ID. You have noticed there are teachers everywhere. I don't mean school teachers, although they certainly are not to be excluded. I mean ordinary people who intentionally or unintentionally provide an unending supply of self lessons to those of us ready to learn them. When I first started noticing them, probably in a moment, I had inadvertently and imperceptibly dropped below the radar of my constant vigilant mind. I was intrigued. That's when I started seeing teachers everywhere. I don't remember who they all are. There were, and there continued to be, so many. I wondered, are they aware they are my teachers? Some of them definitely don't seem to know. But then I see the occasional wrinkled eye and tells me they are all not as clueless as I might guess. This morning buzzer goes off. I awaken and the day begins. I do not carry the buzzer around with me to keep me awake. I am already wide-eyed. Buzzers are forgotten as soon as they wake us up. Their job is done, and the rest is up to us. Good teachers are the same. And they are everywhere you'll see. That is so true. If we will take the time to look around and observe that which is around us, we will realize that there are indeed teachers everywhere. I am so in agreement with Connie for her entry. I want to share two more entries with you, and one is for the 19th of June, and the other will be for June the 18th. June 19th one, the title is Right on Time, from Michelle Dempsey. My first memory of you is from when I was 7. You helped me cover up the great bubblegum fiasco of 1975. For reasons unknown to me then, I stored information about you in an emotional file I don't have a name for. It felt important to remember certain things about you, your favorite song, your favorite candy bar, the sound of your laugh, the word you looked, the way you looked at my mom. When we discovered 30 years later that you are my father, many of the weird pieces from the puzzles of my life fell in place. The fact that you embraced this discovery with a 40-year-old woman was touching. That you packed up and moved to California to be near stirred something in me I didn't know was there. I don't know. I miss you until you were here. I didn't know I needed a dad until I felt the unconditional and unique love of my father. I had no idea how much it would mean to have you in my life. I don't know how important your love and acceptance of me mattered until you gave it to me. You showed up right on time, Dad. Thank you. Now the next reading comes from June the 18th. Is it negotiable? Years ago, my daughter and I were looking to rent a second home. We had moved to a new city a year before with only two bags and a teddy bear. During that time, we often felt alone. After all, we didn't know any people, and everything was different, even the stars in the sky. One day, we spotted some puppies for sale. It was love at first sight, with one white puppy making an extra effort to get our attention. Apple became part of our family. She was there to make us laugh every day and help us through the tough times. She followed us and stood by our sides many times, filled the void, and helped us grow. The day when we were looking for a new home, we asked if they allow pets and were told no. The woman asked, "Is it negotiable? Could you give that dog away? Negotiable. Would you trade someone who stays by your side at all times? No questions asked, no judgments made, in exchange for some empty walls?" In unison, we gladly said, "No, the home was not meant to be ours, as giving away Apple was certainly not negotiable." Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful entries, beautiful entries. And, you know, our animals are part of our lives, and we must love them And we must protect and take care of them. So I am impressed that this entry is in this book. I am telling you, you can call in 646-915-8166. However, today we are only, instead of doing the four episodes as we normally do on a Wednesday morning, we are only doing one episode today. So we are actually going to be off the air in 20 minutes. Today, I am part of the national graduation for the Parent Leadership Training Institute here in Connecticut. I am an alumni, and I'm also a facilitator for the institute. And the site that I am facilitating this year is celebrating their 15th year, and the institute itself is celebrating 20 years in Connecticut. So I want to publicly give kudos and acknowledgement to Elaine Zimmerman, who is the founder and creator of the Parent Leadership Training Institute in Connecticut, which has now spanned out to different states and even some overseas countries. So I need to travel over to that city to travel with the class to Hartford. And for that reason, time does not allow me to do the full four episodes. However, I do have a request that I wanted to make personally to all of you, my listeners and supporters on the radio show. And I know we have way in excess of 30,000 of you. So with that being said, securing 250 out of that 30,000 should not be a problem. Here is what I am requesting of you, my listeners and supporters. I have submitted to be part of a grant pool for small business owners. And we need a minimum of 250 votes to even be qualified for them to look at our application. I want to ask you to please go to missionsmallbusiness.com. So it's missionsmallbusiness.com. I want for you to please click the login and support tab, or log in. After you click that tab, then you can log in with your Facebook credentials. I want for you to put in the business section Marquee, Marquee, Global Coaching and Professional Development. The city we are located in is Brookfield, Brookfield, and the state is Connecticut. Once you do that, once you type the name in, it will give you an opportunity. It will come up and it will ask you to vote. My company again is Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. Marquee is spelled Marquee. We are on page 33 of the Connecticut filter. If you just put in Connecticut and click on the filter, If you put in Connecticut, it comes up with 200 and something. And we are number 33 on that filter. After you do that, please click vote next to the business you would you want to vote for, which would be Marquee, M-A-R-Q-U-E-E, Global and Professional Development. Be sure after you click the button, it changes to supported. That means that your vote was accepted. I want to thank you for your support in helping me qualify for this grant pool. And I ask for your prayers in praying that we are one of the businesses that will be awarded for these funds. It is $250,000 and it will help us to do a lot more than we have been doing here on the radio, on the television, and also in offering different programs to people who are in need. So, I thank you for your support. I ask for your support. I ask that you send others to go to this site. Again, the site that you are going to go to is www.missionsmallbusiness.com. Missionsmallbusiness.com. And once you go there, you will want to again click on the Log In and Support tab. Log in with your Facebook credentials. Search for Marquee, M-A-R-Q-U-E-E, Global Coaching and Professional Development. We are located in the city of Brookfield, B-R-O-O-K-F-I-E-L-D, and we are in the state of Connecticut. And if you need more information, we are on page 33 once you put the state of Connecticut filter in. If you are not going to type the name in and you just type Connecticut and click the search button, it will come up with 206. And then you can go to page 33. And we are listed there. Marquee, M-A-R-Q-U-E-E, Global Coaching and Professional Development. I thank you in advance for your vote and your support. And you will be kept informed of how we made it in the pool. I am praying diligently that we will be awarded the funds because there is so much work that we have to do. And we know that in order for us to do the work, we need the funds. So again, I look forward to coming back on the air full time with you next Wednesday. I already have one guest all lined up for you who's going to be talking about some phenomenal business insights. And on Sunday, we're going to have another couple of powerful people on. So I for those of you who I will see later on at the state capitol, I'm looking forward to that. And I want to thank you for your support in watching the show. I want to thank you for your support in voting at www.missionsmallbusiness.com. Missionsmallbusiness.com. Again, www.missionsmallbusiness.com. Search for Marquee, Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development from the city of Brookfield in the state of Connecticut. Please support us and help us to qualify for the grant pool for giving away by Chase and some other companies. So we thank you for your support in helping us become qualified. All we need is a minimum of 250 votes. And with the strong following that I have here, I don't think that 250 out of 30,000+ should be an issue. So regardless of where you are, I want you to get on your computer. Go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com. www.missionsmallbusiness.com. I want, once you do that, you need to click on to the login for unsupport. Log in with your Facebook credentials after that. Search for Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. Marquee is spelled Marquee. Global Coaching and Professional Development. We are located in Brookfield in the state of Connecticut in the USA. And yes, even if you are overseas, you can still vote for us. We thank you. Once you find the business, there is a button next to it that says vote. Please click on that and vote for Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. Be sure that the button turns from vote to supported. So, and after that, you can know that your vote has been accepted. I'm also looking for a few good men and women who believe in what I am doing, the work that I'm doing. If you are interested in getting more information, I ask you to inbox me in a message here or check me out on Facebook so I can give you more information. The opportunities are promising. Promising. So I just want to give the details to the people who are interested in getting more information. So reach out to me, send me an email, or inbox me here on the radio show, and I will give you more information about the details of what it is that I have for some amazing men and women. If you know of any guest who is looking to share an empowering, enlightening story, have them contact me and I will have a discussion with them and to see if whether or not their stories is indeed a match for what I am doing. So again, I am sorry that I cannot be on for the entire, I cannot do four episodes today like I'm accustomed to doing. However, today is a festive day, a day of celebration for the Parent Leadership Training Institute here in the state of Connecticut. So I look forward to celebrating with each and every one of you later on. And here on the radio. I look forward to seeing you guys again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. and then again back on Wednesday. In the meantime, remember you have a destiny, and I want you to follow through. And don't forget to go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com and vote for Marquee, M-A-R-Q-U-E-E, Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. Thank you so much for your support.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? A strong God.
You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.